Young Republic I like. Speaking your truth on the mic. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Concast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back, Conquerors, to another episode of Concast, right here from Kong Republic Studios. My name is Yans, and I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Christian Moodley.
What up, guys?
If you guys have been sticking around, you already know the team, guys. We have DJ Nova right behind the camera and keeping us clean when it comes to the audio. And here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And right now, we are sitting with a superstar TikToker, ladies and gentlemen, a comedian and overall funny guy. If you guys don't know him, I don't know where you've been. Please welcome Mr. Siviwe Luteke.
Hey, what's happening, guys? As he said, shout out to you for the introduction. Siviwe Luteke. If you want to find me on social media, it's Luteke TV. Don't say Siviwe Luteke, you won't find me. Yeah, man. Otherwise, guys, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, bro.
It's way overdue. Time ago, man. We're here now. Shout out to you guys. I feel really comfortable.
It's been a good time.
It's been a really good time. Hard, but good nonetheless.
Let's introduce you to, you know, the program of the show. Regular programming. Cool. Normally we start with a few icebreakers just to get it, you know, flowing a little bit. And he normally starts. Yes.
Cool, man. All right. So what is the most craziest dare you ever did in your life?
A person dared me to go home.
What?
Let me explain this. That's the first thing I thought about. When you're like chilling at a house party, they are women, they are gents, there's booze, there's a vibe. And then you play truth or dare, and I chose dare, and a guy dared me to go home. Are you sick? Like, dog, I dare you to go home.
Did you do the dare?
No, nigga, I did not do it. But like, yeah, man, that was the craziest day I've ever like done.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the craziest one?
The craziest one. I think it was back in high school when, because we were having like a house party, like after, I think, matric dance or Kanye. Yeah, I think it was grade 11. I was in a matric dance for this other hun. She called me. So we went to an after party and a person dared me to drink like a shot of fish oil.
Fish oil.
How was that?
Because I don't want to look weak in front of, you don't want to look weak in front of girls. You don't want to look weak. So I was like,
all right.
I took that. Guys, it's not horrible.
Horrible.
I so wish I didn't do that. I didn't feel good the whole day. I didn't feel good the whole day.
That's a hectic day.
Fish oil. Who says that? People don't like us, but why don't you drink fish oil?
Fish oil. Go home.
I did go home.
What are you doing at these house parties?
Hey, man, why would they call me? Why would you call me to go home? But yeah, I did it. Never again. I'm playing truth today. Never again.
Well, my icebreaker is you're at a games night, no?
Okay.
Trivia games night. Which category do you choose that you know most about?
Movies.
Oh.
Movies, celebrities, history.
There's a lot.
I love history.
Oh yeah,
but like movies and celebrities, I'll clear that.
Clear it.
And also like because I always play charades. I love charades. Me and my friends, we always like love these mind testing games. You know, like because I have a whole board game of like 30 seconds. If 30 seconds is not there, we'll like play charades on the phone. If there's not charades, we'll play cards or like chess or like draft. You know, when we're getting lit, it's always all about the mind. Sure. You know what I mean? Mm. So when you're playing trivia, like I love like celebrities. I'll know. Movies and also history. History.
Okay, clean. I know you have three topics, clean. So you're nice. Clean. Either way, clean.
But so you're a funny guy, right? So tell us about the first memory of you making someone laugh.
Yeah, the first memory, like, people always think that I'm a comedian. I'm not a comedian, dog.
No?
I'm a content creator.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Funny content.
So the first time, because me, I just talk random things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a person who just, I need to make them laugh. No, I just talk. And then if you want to laugh, you laugh. If you don't, that's up to you.
Sure.
So the first good memory of me making people laugh was like literally in history class. I think I was in grade 10. Mm-hmm. I said something, you know, when the whole class is talking, or a lot of people are talking, and then they keep quiet. And then you, let's say you were talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And then they keep quiet at the right time. And then they hear you talking.
Yes.
So yeah, they heard me talking. And the whole class started laughing. I'm like confused. But, oh. So yeah, that was like literally the highlight. But the one thing that made me want to do comedy is when people told me, yo, you bubbly dog.
Mm.
Yo, bro, you talk a lot. You always have content. You're always like so vibrant. You know what I mean? Why don't you just like make videos? You know? And that was that era when King Batch was popping. Vines,
Vines coming out.
Vines.
Yeah.
And that was like
from your Jake Paul, Logan Paul,
yeah. All those guys, you know? Yeah. That was like 2014.
Mm, sure.
2014, you know? And I wasn't doing those videos to be famous. Back then, guys, we were not trying to be famous back then. But we didn't have iPhones back then. We didn't have TikTok. We didn't have, you know, we just had like, you know, Facebook and BBM, whatever, whatever. So yeah, shot my first video. And the first video I shot wasn't, or English, I was doing Xhosa videos, you know, because I'm Xhosa.
Yeah.
You know? And I was most comfortable doing Xhosa videos at the time.
Sure.
You know, shot that video and it actually did the most on Instagram. It got 500 views. For me, that was a lot.
Yeah.
500 at the time. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I only have 100 followers, 500 views. Shout out to me. So from then, I just...
You just kept on going.
Ramped it up, man.
Yeah, just continued going, you know?
Well, so, I would say when it comes to comedy, you know, you'd have to have a lot of confidence, sure, you know, in front of people to deliver jokes, timing. Mm. So where would you say your confidence in comedy comes from?
I really don't have confidence.
Ah.
What?
What? No, no, bro.
It seems that way, hey? I wouldn't.
But in comedy, to make people laugh, you need to be confident.
It's really, because some people be like, oh, that's not funny. You know
like,
what I mean?
Like, do you get it from someone in your family? Or is there anybody that stands out to you?
My mother. My mother is literally the funniest person in the house.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Really?
You know, yo, my mother. And the first video I started doing, the first videos, first segment of videos, like, was basically like Black Mothers Be Like, you know, because she is,
hectic. And
you know?
Yeah.
And man, so confidence, I never really did have confidence because I never really did have followers. You know what I mean? So I was basically posting for 100 people until it grew and it grew and it grew. And when it grows from what you actually put trade the first time, you actually gain that feeling about, okay, people are here because I'm posting what I'm posting and they like it.
Yes.
When they start liking it, you're like, oh wait, you feel comfortable. Confidence, it's comfortability. You're comfortable to post more and keep on going, just like you guys, you know what I mean? Know what I mean? You guys are keeping on going because people are loving your stuff, people are watching, people are subscribing, people are, you know what I mean? Because you're confident, you're comfortable actually. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's more comfortability than confidence.
But talk about comfortability, you must draw inspiration from someone, right? Also our people, you don't know. Like, and you, when we look at your content, so you're a comedian. I know you say you're a content creator. Yes, you create content. You're a comedian that creates his own content. But you are definitely a funny guy, dude. In a short time I interacted with you, I can see you're a funny guy. So who do you look up to? Or which other comedians internationally or locally do you look up to?
Trevor Noah.
Of course. Okay.
Trevor Noah.
The blueprint.
Trevor Noah. Like since I was like, let me say, when I was in grade 8, because my brother, who passed away, RIP to him, he's the one who actually introduced me to Trevor Noah. You know, he had his like CDs, you know, he had his CDs, he'd like put it on the, you know, video player, watch it. I think the first one I watched was, I think, Daywalker. Daywalker, that's the first one I watched. And I could see this guy, he is not forcing anything. He is just saying what he's thinking about and what people are afraid to talk about.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he'd like transfer it, like just change it into comedy. Because comedy, guys, is not just making you laugh. It's making you laugh through experiences that you've been through. And sometimes we can like make fun of things that are painful. You know what I mean? Because like, we're going through the most, guys. You know what I mean? We're going through the most.
Yeah, life is tough.
Life is tough. Yeah. So comedy, bruh, is like just like making content or comedy out of things that we go through and things that we actually like see.
Experience
in life. Sure. You know what I mean? So yeah, but Trevor Noah, that's why I actually really loved him. I'm like, wow, this guy's actually talking about things that we go through on a daily basis, from politics to growing up to everything. Things that we go through on a daily basis in the form of comedy.
Sure.
That's genius.
Yeah. Too much.
Oh, yes. I mean, he won't be in New York or any of the big bucks right now if he wasn't.
He wasn't a genius. Yeah. So yeah, man, that was like the guy. I was like,
The one comedian you look up to.
Yeah, because other comedians just like, they just make jokes.
Yeah.
Like, what now? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so yeah, man, Trevor Noah, shout out to you.
I know, that was a quick answer, but just staying on Trevor Noah, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you, as a preference, had to choose, stand-up comedy, TV shows, where are you at?
A TV show.
TV show?
Oh, really?
Hey. What about stand-up?
No. I tried that.
Yo. Oh, yeah? What happened?
The thing about stand-up, guys, I tried it once. Because as I said, I'm not confident. You know, ever since high school, ever since primary, actually. Bro, growing up as... I used to be really, like, overweight. Like, I used to be overweight.
Oh, okay.
And kids make fun of each other, bro.
Straight.
You know?
Kids are brutal.
Kids are brutal. Like, however you look, your color, your background, they'll make fun of you. So I've never had that confidence ever since then. You know what I mean? And so that's why I'm like, you know, I'd rather have, like, a comedy TV show that's shot, obviously, like, let's say, behind the scenes. No one's there. No one's watching. Because the thing about stand-up comedy, you have to make them laugh on the spot. Now.
Sure.
They're watching you now. You have to make them laugh. If you don't, then boo, get out.
Boo out.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, comedy show, clean.
Clean.
That's for me, clean. Yeah.
But sir, let me ask you this, you know. So we know you're not from Joburg.
Yeah.
We know you come from East London.
Eastern Cape.
Yes. All right, Queenstown.
Cool. Queenstown.
Queenstown. Right, yeah.
So sure. well, two questions, right? How was that transition coming from a small town to a big city, Johannesburg? And the second part to that question is, now you're in Johannesburg, where's your favorite hanging spots?
Okay.
We got crowds in this too.
Actually, the transition wasn't that really difficult. The only difficult part was adapting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But like, it was really overwhelming because coming from a small city, bro, not even a city, like a town, small town, there's no entertainment. It's just people, you know, just people and a few cows. A lot of cows. You see a cow in the mall, like that.
Yeah.
So the transition for me, coming from the Eastern Cape, Ekomani, so here in Jozi, was actually, I don't know how other people would actually describe it for them, but personally for me, it was actually really nice. You know, because people already knew me here, and people have been waiting for me to come here.
Sure.
You know, so it is actually... That was nice, you know, because every single day I'd be productive. I'd be doing things. I love being productive. I'd be productive. It's either I'm doing like a TV interview or like a radio interview or like a podcast or like just a regular shoot or collaborating with other content creators or just like a meet and greet or gigs, a lot of things. But the hardest part was just adapting and getting used to staying to Jozi, you know, because when you're not from Jozi, when you're from Amakaya, Eastern Cape, you hear these things about Jozi, but you're Jozi, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Stab you. You go out. Text like, don't shoot you.
Yeah.
You know, you get scared. You get skeptical. You're like, bro, Jozi. You know, until you come here and then you see, but no, man, every place that you come from, every place that you've been at is dangerous.
Yes.
There's no dangerous place. Nah, every place is dangerous.
Yeah. Living in South Africa, brother.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, adapting was the most difficult. Even now I'm just trying to still adapt properly, but I think I'm getting used to it. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You know? And what is the other one?
So now you're in Joburg. Where's your favorite hangout spot?
In terms of what?
just
general language. Not after 9. After 3 in the morning hangout spot.
Basically, because when I moved up at Jozi, the first place that I actually got to like just have fun and chill and be like myself in front of people who are my Kitcheners.
Oh, okay.
Bramfontein. Shout out to Kitcheners, Bramfontein.
Bram.
You know, that's, you know, it's not like Shafrican. It's not like, ooh, like rockets. It's for me, you know, it's chilled, nice music, good people. So yeah, for me, like if I'd get money now, let's say it's the weekend, I'd definitely go to Kitcheners.
Kitcheners is interesting because they, it was like a relaunch or reopening of it, right? It's under new ownership. And if I'm not mistaken, the old mayor's son, he actually bought Kitcheners and trying to bring it up again. Shala was actually telling me this. Shala also digs Brom, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out Shala the unicorn.
Shout out.
You know, but how is that, you know, the new Kitcheners? Because she said, you know, Brom is trying to
become like what it used to be again. Mm-hmm. Slowly coming back. I think the whole COVID thing and everything kind of really killed it and messed it up in businesses and stuff there. But, you know, how's the new revamp of Kitcheners, and are you enjoying that spot? You know?
That question is really hard to answer because I never knew how the old one was.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But like I've been hearing, Bram used to be Bram. You know what I mean? Because even me before I moved into Jersey,
you know Bram.
Yeah, I knew Bram. Bram was the only place I knew about in Jersey besides Sandton. But like I knew Bram. So for me, the new Kitcheners, I love it, bro. I love it, especially because about it now, my friends and I have a friend called Nandi Ngatezo, aka Yalto.
Sure.
Shout out to him. He's doing events in Kitcheners.
Oh, cool. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he's since last year.
Yeah.
The reason why I started loving Kitcheners is because of him, because he does events, and whenever he does events there, bro, Kitcheners becomes lit. To a point where they just can't let people in anymore. Like, guys, no. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's really too full. To a point where I lost my phone there. I don't lose phones. No, he lost my phone. You lost my phone. You better pay my phone. Because I was like, yo, keep my phone for me.
Yeah.
It got so hectically full and lit. To a point where, So Kitcheners for me at this point, I love it. You know what I mean? You can ask any friend of mine if they come through now and ask, yo, what's his favorite place? Kitcheners.
Number one.
Kitcheners, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know how the old Bram was, but this new Bram, I love it.
I mean, since we're talking about, you know, you going out, favorite spots and stuff, we've seen you actually snap a couple of, you know, pictures with, you know, other comedians, Abu Feshu Ngobese, Amo Zizi, even other people, DJ Sabi, you know, all those guys, shout out, right? Who would you say you've built the strongest relationship with moving here from Queenstown?
As you said, Ofesh Kobese, like guys, for me, those are not celebrities. Those are my friends. Those are my brothers. 100%. You know what I mean? I don't see them. You know, because the first time I met Ofesh Kobese was at Pretoria at my first comedy gig.
Yeah.
Hated it. Whack.
What?
Never again. So I met up with him then. I was a fan of him. He was a fan of me. And even Utafaya, him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, Utafaya and Fash, like, they were the ones who actually, like, motivated me. Yo, bro, move to Jersey. Because I was in PE, Port Elizabeth, in the Eastern Cape. Yo, dog, move to Jersey, dog. That's where the money is.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So basically, I won't lie, those are the guys that actually, like, made me want to actually be here. You know, because you'd see them on the internet.
Yeah.
Yo, you see them on TV and be like, damn, I'm missing out here. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, they're the ones who actually motivated me and made me like think about I need to actually move to Johannesburg, you know, and see what happens there. You know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But if it does, you know. So I have nothing to lose. So yeah. It took me a while to actually move here, but in the end I did. And things actually really worked out. So yeah, man, Fashion Fire, shout out to them. They're the comedians / content creators that actually made me want to, you know, be in Jersey.
Guys, well, when it comes to Fashion Ngobese, Tafaya, thank you for bringing this man to Jersey. But right now, we'll be back after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Concars. This time, we are with the famous TikToker, great comedian, Mr. Siviwe Luteke. Luteke TV, guys, always, huh?
We're right back at it.
Good to go.
Always ready.
You know, we can't keep up with your following, so it's now on 781,000.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, not even like a minute ago, you said it was at 780. I'm just saying that when you stepped out and came back in picture, you got 1,000 more.
1,000 more. 1,000.5, guys.
So, this growth is happening so much and so fast. But let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Tell me about the first TikTok you ever made.
My goodness. You know, just me downloading TikTok was a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
The reason why I got TikTok, and people don't know this, it was because of lockdown. I was bored.
Damn. Lockdown, you know what I mean?
Because even like before the lockdown, a friend of mine, Loisy, he was like, yo, bro, you need to get TikTok. I'm like, nah, F that, bro, F that. Nah, I have Instagram. Yeah. Bro, you need to get TikTok. I'm like, nah, bro, TikTok, You know? Because he told me, he posted a video and it got like 200,000 views in like 3 days. I'm like, oh, good for you. But I'm not getting TikTok, you know? And then lockdown hit and everybody started getting TikTok.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm like, yeah. Instagram is so boring. And I'm like, okay, let me just get TikTok. I got TikTok.
Sure.
So I'm not used to the app. And apparently the app at that time, you need to like lip sync, do voiceover, blah, blah, blah.
The dance challenges.
Yeah. Dance, you know what I mean? Yeah, so the first video I ever did was basically a lip sync.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a person who lip syncs. I do my own content.
Yeah.
So I thought TikTok was all about lip syncing. Yeah. That's how you get followers and hashtags and blah, 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 blah. So that first video I posted got like 1,000 views and I only had like 12 or 13 followers.
Sure. Mm.
I'm like, how?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow. And then I posted another one, they got like 52. I'm like, oh. Posted another one, they got like 91. Posted another one, got 2,000. Like, what is happening with this app? You know what I mean? And I just started posting continuously. And then I stopped doing like voiceover, lip sync. I started doing my own content now. I'm like, nah, you know what? If this, let me just post my own content. And the first content that I posted there, that was mine, got like 100,000.
Oh, wow.
In like 4 days. I'm like, what? My followers were just doubling a day. I'd go to sleep. Let's see, my followers were like, let's say 100. I'd wake up, they were 300. I'm like, buh. Shoot some content, shoot. Wake up the next day, 500, 600, 1,000.
Yeah.
The day I got to 10K, it took me literally a week to get to 10K. Hey,
oh, wow. Hey, from you starting TikTok to you, it's like getting 10K. 7 days.
7 days. And and the day I downloaded TikTok was literally on my birthday. And my birthday was the last day of freedom in South Africa, 2020, in terms of, lockdown. Lockdown. 27th March 2020, I remember. Because day before, I remember it was my birthday, 26th of March. I was drinking, I was having fun. Oh, birthday. Went back home, woke up, lockdown, you can't go out. I'm like, let me just post a video on TikTok.
It is.
So,
you know, the government locking down the country was actually a good thing for you, sir.
Honestly, in terms of content, yes, firstly.
The best.
In terms of growth,
No groove.
No. That was so like, that was really difficult. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not an alcoholic, but like I drink, I love having fun, I love chilling with my friends.
Sure.
You know? But like it was really difficult, bro, because I couldn't even see my friends because like the police were patrolling.
Yeah.
So boy, a friend of mine got arrested for 3 hours. Yeah, bro, because he was outside. You know, I think he went to go buy like cigarettes or like whatever. But they busted him. They took him in the van. They put him in the holding cell for 3 hours.
That's so crazy.
I'm like, I'm staying home.
I'm good.
So yeah, man. Lockdown was good for me in terms of content creation.
Yeah.
And growing myself as a brand and as a person. And it really helped me out. I won't lie to you. Yeah. If there was no lockdown, there would be no Luteka TV on TikTok.
Sure.
I was never going to download TikTok.
No, one thing I can say, a lot of our guests who started off on TikTok or started posting a lot of content, lockdown. They all say lockdown was the time that, this is when I actually zoned in and, you know. But speaking about, you know, your TikTok videos and all that, how did you find out about it? Like the app itself?
TikTok.
Yeah. Who even recommended it to you? Because you said somebody told you to download it.
I don't even say like gentlemen, but like. I'm joking, but like it's like just hear about things, man.
Yeah.
Just like you heard about BBM.
Okay.
Just like you heard about Mixit, you know.
Oh,
like
that's just Jay.
You just heard about TikTok. Sound like a drug. TikTok. I mean, it's like a TikTok guy now. But like, I'm like, okay, I just heard it around, you know, TikTok. And then I actually started seeing the videos. People were like, record on TikTok and post on Instagram. You see that TikTok. I'm like, okay, sounds really gay. But shout out to them.
Yeah.
You know, because people be doing those dance videos. Oh. I told myself I will never do.
Dance video. That's what made people run away from TikTok in the beginning. Yeah. They were like, dance videos. So it's for kids.
It's for kids. But it's not for kids,
it's not for kids.
It's for everybody.
Hey, Baba, piano.
Yeah, boy, I know. Because everybody's just routing for TikTok, man. Yeah. Everybody's going to TikTok.
Right.
But in order to grow as a brand, you need to have a TikTok account. You're going to grow. Because even the brands that I've recently worked with, they are literally trying to grow TikTok. And they're like, Luteka, I know you can grow TikTok. Can you help us out? I'm like, definitely, bro. Like, what you need in order to grow your TikTok account? Consistency. Content. You know what I mean? That's all you need. Consistency and content, bro.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
The two C's, yeah.
The two C's. Yeah. Consistency, content.
Same formula all the way.
All the time. Just be consistent.
Yeah.
You know? Even though you're getting like number 5-10 views, just keep on going. One video will actually give you, because it always takes one video to give you the platform.
Sure.
To blow up, it takes one video or one song.
Sure.
To blow up.
Yeah.
One video or one song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even now, like I say, this video might get 1 million views. From then on, it's for you guys, it's just like skyrocket.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep on doing, keep on posting, be consistent, know what you are doing. Mm. Don't post things different. Just be you. Same content that aligns with your brand.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In order for people to be like, oh wait, I want to be on track with Kong Republic.
Yeah.
Because they know what you guys stand for.
Yeah.
And they want to see, okay, what are they up to now? Oh, who are they interviewing now? Oh, let's go check it out. Because they trust your content and your brand.
Sure.
You know, consistency and content. The whole time to get you there.
Only Baba.
But talking about now consistency and content, you know, as you say, you're a content creator, but we know there's a lot of effort and thought and time that goes behind the TikTok. Yes, we'll see it for 45 seconds, 30 seconds, 15 seconds. But we know you put in a lot more time into this. Yeah, a lot more time. So tell us, what has been the longest production you have done personally on a TikTok?
I don't take a lot of time to shoot content, though.
Really?
Really?
Nah. You have a lot, Joe.
Yeah. I really don't. People think that. I really don't. You know, for me, it's different compared to other people. Because content is what I live through every single day. Content is everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that you go through.
Sure.
You know? Even now, I can shoot a content about podcast hosts be like. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Anything. So it's like, the first thing you think of before you make a TikTok, when you meet, you first think about the concept. What concept am I working with? You think about the punchlines. You think about how am I going to make this? Because in every TikTok that I shoot personally, it always has to have a great ending. Slight calm starting and then bam! Like, oh!
Boom ending.
Yeah. Sure. So for me, it's not a process. The only thing that makes or takes time in terms of content creation is like when you're doing like paid promos or like, yeah, campaigns. You know what I mean? You're working with other brands.
Yeah,
you know
talk about that. I mean, like, because now you're working with other brands.
Yeah.
And you're working with much more involved content. So when it comes to working outside your, you know, your personal content,
yes,
I'm sure it takes you a long time because now you're working with big brands and you need to align their vision with your vision.
Yeah.
So what has been the longest you spent on a production for a paid brand?
The longest time it took me to actually like make a video was like when I was working with Fanta last year.
Yeah.
I think it was like November. So November.
Mm.
Sure. Because like, guys, when you're working with brands, and I'm a vulgar person, bro. You know, sure. Nothing bad. I am vulgar, you know. You know, as you can see now, I'm not even vulgar. I didn't even say a single swear.
No, you're nice. You're good, know, today.
Because I respect other brands. That's the thing about me. Because other brands stand for different things. You know what I mean? So, working with Fanta was amazing. But like making the content, because they want something that's going to represent them in my image.
Because
it's being posted by me.
That's tricky.
That's really tricky.
Yeah.
You know. So it took me 2 days to actually shoot that video.
Okay. 2 days?
Sure. Yeah, like I was like, I think I shot like 3 videos and I watched them like, no. So what? Because when I watch a video, I want to be like, yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, let me try it out. No. Because if I like the video, everybody else will like it.
So you need to be excited about it.
I need to be excited about the video.
Sure.
So it took me 2 days to actually shoot the Fanta video. Like for the final product of the final, it was so difficult. Difficult. But like in the end, because I love a challenge. In the end, shot it, sent it to them. You know, they took a while to respond to me. I'm like, you, they don't like it. They don't like it. They're like, aware. We actually like it. I'm like, oh, shout out to y'all. Right. You know, and then I posted it. But like, yeah, bro, like that was the longest time I actually had to actually, bro, neighbor say,
yeah,
shoot this thing and post. Yeah, it was really difficult.
And is this 2 days including concept or?
Including concept. Mm. No, not even, like concepts.
Yeah.
Oh. Concepts. Wow. Yeah.
Because they tell you what they want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want a specific scene here and there. They'll be like, just say use this type of shoot a video including how can I put it? They'll be like, okay, let's say hashtag color every moment.
Sure.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make a video out of that. Color every,
color every moment. And
that's like so abstract.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, you have to think about color every moment. Okay.
Crayons.
Yeah, you think of, yeah. Because the first thing, when they say color every moment, the first thing you think about is color.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I used.
Yeah.
It's like, the video that I shot was like, oh, you're having a dull day. Oh, oh, oh. It's black and white. Mm. You drink Fanta. Light. Mm. Color. You know what I mean? Mm. And they loved that.
Yeah.
I was the first one to do that there. You know what I mean? So that was actually, when they give you like, oh, color every morning, it takes you a while to think. Because at some point I was thinking crayons.
Yeah.
For real, I even bought crayons. I'm like, color every moment.
Yeah.
Because even the first concept I had was like, there's a thing I wrote. I wrote every moment. And I cry, it's like, color, every moment. Yeah, I'm like, good, that's so cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but in the end, I literally caught it, and then, yeah.
But you know, it's normal, like, from a production point of view, if you don't come up with the shit ideas, it's going to be, it's completely normal, because the shit ideas is the ones that you should come up with first.
Mm.
I know, like, all our dear, even the questions we asked you is never the, you know, the first time
yeah,
me
first
and Yen sit down, it's never the same thing by the third. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, you know, you go through that creative process like a full-on production company.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is just you and the brand.
Mm. Yes.
So was it a successful post?
I'd say it was.
Mm.
I really say it was. I won't lie to you. But yeah, it's not, yeah, guys, it's not easy at all. Yeah, as it is, you know, sometimes they can just get really tricky. But it was actually, I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
It really was proper. And can I tell you guys, I'll be like beyond the topic. Like,
yeah.
Before, like, because before, guys, like, I used to do gigs. Like, before brands, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, before, I used to do gigs. When I started doing brands, and when I, working with the brands is the most difficult thing you can ever do as a person or as a company or as a business. It is so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the money is good. The money is amazing. Yeah, come on. Wow. Because I'll tell you, it will give you this amount of money, you know.
Blah, yeah.
Blah, 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 you know. But like, for you to meet up with their requirements, especially when you know that when you are not that type of person to shoot that type of content.
Sure.
You know, because I know myself, I'm not a person to be, hey guys, do you want to join? No. Me, if it's myself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah, working with brands just literally changed my whole perspective of like e-business as a whole or content creation as a whole. And I think it's for the good, because like sometimes, Tina, as people, we focus on too much of just being myself. Like you being yourself to a point where people, you can't work with, because at some point you have to like adapt to what people can actually want, and you know, yeah, well, it's always a corner, yeah. So yeah, bro, like
hard adjustments.
Yeah, hard adjustments, but sure. Good adjustments in the end, because they help you in the future long run.
Oh, well, it looks like it made you much more successful at what you do. So.
Yeah.
And now you know the business side of it.
Yeah, I know the business side of it. Yeah, clean. Yeah, it was usually like outside of the box type of things. Yeah. You know what I mean? But now I actually do know the business side of it. Yeah. Especially, you know what's the biggest collaboration I've ever made in my life was Netflix.
Oh yeah. How was that? Tell us about that.
That was amazing, bro.
Yeah.
That was like literally my second time in Jersey.
Sure.
Yeah, Netflix. It was 2019. No, 2018. 2018 December.
Mm.
When they hit me up, I thought that was a scammer. I know my niggas in Pakistan. Because you get these scammers, dog. You get these scammers. But yo, I China, I money. But like, it was legit, because you only know an email is legit when they have their business card in the end, like one in
signature. Yeah, letterhead.
Yeah. Okay. Because I read that thing, I'm like, okay, this is professional. And then I saw my business card. They're like, yo, because the collaboration was they were having something called Comedians of the World, where basically every comedian who's associated with Netflix is in the same building, the person that, let's say they hit me up, I need to interview them.
Mm.
So I was basically interviewing Loiso Kola.
Eh.
Yeah.
Legend, bro.
Legend. And I'm like, dog, I've never interviewed anyone but Awe. Yeah. You know, let me have a beer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, it's a chilled. But yeah, he's so chill. He's tall.
Yeah.
No, man, oh, for real? Let's plead light. Your brother is tall. Any building. He's so tall. But he's so humble. He's so chilled. And everybody there, the Netflix studios, they make you feel comfortable. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Want some coffee? Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, bro, like... Yeah, Netflix was basically, they actually showed me, but I saw the business side of things through Netflix. Through Netflix. That was actually
And they amazing. Executed it well. No?
Yeah, they did. They did. They did. They really did.
Okay, well, TikTok definitely got you to those places in those buildings, you know? Which TikTok do you remember making that you loved the most? Right now that you can remember, you loved
it. TikToker or by TikTok?
No, your TikTok.
Out of your TikToks, yeah. which
that
you
I love.
Yeah. The making the most. Most yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't that you need to get the most views. The most.
It doesn't need to get the most
that I like.
That you like.
Had the most fun.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. The one I enjoyed making the most, I remember I was with my girlfriend. We like recently ordered Chinese food, got back home, and I wore her pants.
Okay. Okay.
No, just Jay, because I do things. It doesn't mean I have an answer for why I do things.
Yeah.
So I wore her pants, and she usually wears her pants here. So I'm like, guys, why do women wear their pants up to here?
Yeah.
Dog, type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, sure. Guys, like, who's it? Normal people wear their jeans. Yeah. That was actually funny because that was a vent because I asked her, she's like, I don't know. I'm like, let me just do a video. And I did that video and I had fun because I was literally laughing throughout the whole video. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, why do women, like, you know what women
wear? Yeah, Jean West is here.
Yeah. So that was the most I had fun there. I think got like 2 million views.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2 million views. And I was just doing it for fun because I was like, guys, why do you wear your pants? Like, got to miss the bean or something. Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was the most fun I ever had in a TikTok. I was having fun. Not scripted, no concept, but like just venting about, guys, why? Why can't you wear your pants? Nobody talk. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, but that was the most fun that I've ever had shooting a TikTok. That was actually fun.
I'm sure your girlfriend was like laughing at
her. Yeah.
To a point where I had to delete a few takes where she was laughing. I'm like, dog, wait. So I'm trying to shoot this thing. You know what I mean? I'm trying to shoot this thing. And that's the guys, whenever I'm shooting a TikTok, I don't want people to be there.
Because
people always laugh or don't laugh, dog.
Must retake now.
Yeah. And people always ask me, dog, why do you always shoot TikToks alone? Because, dog, people laugh.
Yeah.
People always laugh, dog. Especially when I change my voice into the other voice.
Yeah.
People always laugh. I'm like, don't laugh, dog. This is serious stuff, you know? So, yeah, man. That was the most, enjoying TikTok. Yeah, it was fun.
That's dope,
it was most fun TikTok I've ever shot in my life.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah, it sounds fun.
It really was. Yeah.
But, sir, I'm gonna ask you something a little bit more technical, right? You use a lot of effects in your TikTok. The one particular effect... Long face. Firstly, we love it.
Yeah, it's a
funny. Can we hear the voice? Can we hear the voice?
So guys, we are Kong Republic.
Yeah. But that voice, like, it's usually good because, like, this weekend I've been making a noise.
Yeah.
You know when you do so many things like host gigs, do this, do that.
Sure.
Always talk because that voice needs rest. You know what I mean? Because in order for me to use that voice, I need to, be near resty and then use it properly. Because now I've been shooting, I've been doing this, doing that. So when I do it, it doesn't sound the same as TikTok. You know what I mean? And people ask me, why haven't you shot in a while? Dog, I'm still waiting for that voice to pop.
You know, but it sounds legit.
And it's painful to do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really painful to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, but you kill it, bro.
Thank you so much.
You freaking kill it. I love it. But tell me something, sir. You use this effect, long face, right?
Yeah.
And you use it in quite a lot of your videos.
All of them.
Tell me something. How has effect, and mainly effect, added to the growth of your TikTok? Because now as soon as you see a video of you and you see this effect, and you immediately think of you.
Yeah, immediately.
You immediately think of you, you know? I mean, it's like, they should change it from long face to your name. You know?
It's basically my effect. Bro.
Yeah.
If you go to TikTok now and use that effect from 15 seconds, you see like 60 seconds, they're gonna play my sound.
It's just right.
Test results. Yeah, they're gonna play my sound. Because in South Africa, I own
that effect.
There's no one else in South Africa who owns, who claims that effect. Because the reason why I used that effect for the first time, I did it. And then people are like, oh, it suits you well, especially with your shark teeth. I'm like, oh. Why do people say I have shark teeth? But besides the fact, they're like, yeah, it looks good on you. And then I started doing it. I shot a video. I think the test result, you know, when you're getting your results, I don't know if you've seen that video when you're getting results, like I say, in the class. Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the video that like literally put that effect on the platform.
Yeah, yeah.
They even gave me my own hashtag, which is literally sitting on 416 million views.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Crazy. Just my hashtag test results.
Yeah.
That's like almost half a billion.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that is really crazy.
No, that's insane. So I mean, you took effect and you owned it. Now it's almost in your brand identity.
Almost, yeah.
What would you say it added to the contribution of your growth as a TikToker?
Most of my followers is the youth.
Mm.
And you know, kids, man, they love funny looking things.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
You know, they love funny looking things. Sure. One even told me, yo, you look like a mushroom. I'm like, what?
No way, dude. How do you react to that?
You look like an elbow. I'm like,
what?
But kids are honest, Joe. Yeah. Kids are too honest.
Yo, bro, your teeth look like gang signs. I think it's the kids that literally made me want to keep this and keep on using that thing, because as a kid, you know, you want to see some funny looking things, hear some funny hearing things. The voice and the effect, they both like the voice, the effect, the content. That's the trifecta of the content, bro. You know what I mean? People are, the kids love that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just keep on doing that. Even TikTok saw it. They're like, oh, wait, let's just give that effect to him. Because every time, even when you go back home, go to that effect, they'll play my sound. They'll play my sound.
Are you owned it?
I own that. Who else owns it? Nippon Band? It's mine.
It's yours, bro.
You know, and shout out to TikTok, man. They even sent me like a package like about 3 months ago.
Mm.
You know, and I didn't expect it. I didn't know TikTok really like loves me that much. If they did, they'd verify me. But like, shout out to y'all. But like, I'm joking. But they sent me like a nice package. It was a really cute package, man. Like package with like a shirt, like a bag and a notebook and like just like a nice message. Like that was actually, that made my month that time. Like, wow. Because I've always wanted to be like part of the TikTok.
And now you're TikToker. Now you're
a TikToker. Pull on, man.
When TikTok is sending you, bro, you are an official TikToker.
I was like, what? That made my mind. I was like, yo, shout out to TikTok. Because I've always, since like 2020, I was like, yo, I want to be like there with these, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I actually am. You know,
congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. Slow but surely. You
know, slowly but surely. I know you're there. Are you there, bro? No, you're
definitely
there.
Surely, not slow. I won't say slow.
Thank you, guys. You're right.
But since TikTok is such a lovely, you know, platform for you in general, I'm sure you watch other people, you know, locally, internationally. Who would you say is a TikToker that's killing the game right
Jason
now?
Banks.
Jason Banks?
Yeah.
From the States?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's the only TikToker I actually love.
Mm.
I'm not a person who has fans. I don't have... I'm not a fan of people, bro.
Yeah.
I will watch your content and be like, and then swipe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Jason Banks, I actually followed him, bro. Because I only follow like 29 people. And those 29 people... Just know that if I follow you, I love your shit.
Right.
Even if you're my friend, I won't follow you. I don't follow that guy on TikTok. No, I don't follow that guy. Yes, even my girlfriend. What am I supposed to watch? So I only follow a person on TikTok if I know about you. Yo, you make my days. And if I don't follow you as a friend, don't take it deep, bro.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. I'll follow you on Instagram, but TikTok, only 29 people I follow, bro. And all of them, they make my days. Especially Jason Banks comedy. You gotta search him.
Yeah, I must check him out.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And the thing about him, he uses the same filter that the long face as me.
Okay.
No, I did not get him from it.
I feel like I know
you
him.
Know him.
He wears glasses, no?
Glasses,
man.
Derek, he's amazing.
He acts as a kid.
Adult. Amazing. Yeah. Same filter as me. Amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can pull off the same thing. I can do the same. Because I used to do the same thing with Smoo and blah, 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 blah. Remember when you, you know Smoo?
Yeah, sure.
But I stopped that he died. Because me, I don't want to focus on one thing because I have different things that happen. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because even before like TikTok, I used to do like voiceovers for cartoons. You know what I mean? Like these used to be called cartoons. In the Eastern Cape, they are huge.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Huge. Yeah. I stopped that. People are like, why did you stop? Because I just want to do something else. Mm. You know what I mean? When my mind tells me, like, nah, let me go that route. I go that route clean and then clear that route. Go to another route. Go to another. Even now, I'm not done. I'm going to go to another one. Clean, bro. You know, so yeah, man, Jason Banks comedy. You got to check him out.
No, we will.
I know, guys. Content. Well, I mean, you heard it here first. You know, you got to change avenues, see what you like. But right now, you got to see this ad break that's coming up. We'll be right back after this.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, what's going on, Conquerors? Welcome back to our feature episode with the one, the only, Mr. Siviwe Luteke!
Hey!
Luteke TV, guys. Make sure you check him out on TikTok, check him out on Instagram, all the platforms. You know what I mean? But yeah, we've been having a good interview thus far.
And we're going to make it even better.
Right? Let's go.
Yeah, cool. So I want to ask you, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you are what we'd like to call a TikToker.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. But you're also on Instagram, and you have such a large following on Instagram as well, mm-hmm. close to 170,000 followers, mm-hmm. right? And that's a lot of people following you, right? Yeah. So as a TikToker, what's the importance of Instagram to you?
If you're a TikToker, guys, Instagram, I won't lie to you, Instagram is important, guys. Mm. You know what I mean? But like the importance of having Instagram as a TikToker is basically growth, guys. Because you will obviously have more followers on TikTok than Instagram. Mm,
sure.
So, you know, but let's say you have 1 million on TikTok and you have like maybe like 50,000 on Instagram. You share followers.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Like you grow both ways.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And at the same time, when people want to get a hold of you, they can never get a hold of you on TikTok.
Mm.
There are too many, because I don't know what's up with TikTok. Because whenever I check the messages I get, it's always people, oh, he shared a video with you. You know, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's up with the algorithm, but if you hit me up on TikTok, I can never get to you.
Mm.
There's just too many, you know what I mean? Mm. So Instagram is the easier way to actually get a hold of me. If you want to book me or work with me or like whatever, Instagram, clean.
Would you say it's more important than TikTok as a business?
Instagram, yeah. Mm. Clean. I've never made a business move on TikTok.
Mm.
You know, they'll see me on TikTok, but they'll hit me up on Instagram.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sheesh. Every single person I've worked with, I've never been hit up on TikTok.
How did Fanta hit you up?
Email.
Email. Yeah. And that email was on TikTok or was it on Instagram?
I mean, they never told me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but like I definitely
found your email.
Yeah, but I definitely say TikTok.
Mm.
Yeah. I definitely say TikTok, you know what I mean? Because with TikTok, whenever you have a TikTok account, you will definitely see me there.
Mm.
Whether you know me or not,
yeah.
You will see me. The For You page, definitely. I am there. Yeah, definitely. You will see one of my videos.
It was actually weird when we was researching you. It was actually weird to see your normal face because I know you so much from long face.
People
you know?
Say that so much.
Like, no way, does he look like this?
Yeah, yeah, people say that. Like, hey, dog, you look weird with the normal face. You must use the filter in real life. Like for real. People are like, you look weird.
Yeah, but I don't. It was weird seeing you.
Yeah, because I saw you like. Okay.
It's you.
Yeah.
I don't.
Must I smile? Oh, it's you. You know, because people, you know, they're like, you have a normal face. Ah, bro, you must post a picture of the filter. I bro, guys. But yeah, man, I get that a lot. People are like, you're talking, you look normal with the filter. It makes no sense.
You know, I actually want to show you something now. Uh-huh. It's something that you posted not too long ago. This is your highest viewed reel.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, well, it's your highest viewed reel. Nah.
Yes, it.
Your highest viewed reel on Instagram. Now, is it?
How many views do I have? 300. Damn, was that my highest?
I think. Yeah, there's a lot, but I think this is the highest, definitely.
But yeah,
so geez. Filling station, gas station, you know, petrol station, garage.
And I must bring you back to this because you spoke about Trevor Noah earlier,
mm.
and you were talking about taking stuff in real life that's going on with real people in real things. So this content is specifically targeted to the South African audience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's you're one of your most successful on Instagram.
Yeah.
At least on Instagram, right? Tell me something, sir. What's your and we already you already kind of, you know, got into this here earlier, but to get into a little bit more in detail, what is it about making
content just about South Africa. Africa.
Yeah. Because that blew South up African. Amazing, bro.
Really did.
And I love the idea. Freaking hell, the idea was so good. Yeah. And you know, you're talking about that build up, that build, because it starts off, and then
garage.
It's such a perfect, it's like, you know, you can just see it's your thing, bro.
Yeah. Oh, Yazi. Because guys, sometimes let's not focus on doing American content, focus on America. Oh, Donald Trump, we don't give a rat's butt about what about happens Donald there. Trump. You know, it's not like you focus there, but you're true, that's from America. They don't care. Because, sometimes let's just make ourselves laugh again. It's a slagger song and be happy.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, the reason why I shot that content, the reason why my content is SA-based is because I know if it's SA-based, SA-based people will watch it and will share it to people who are SA-based too.
Sure.
I don't care at this point about being international. Do you think Trevor Noah at that point he cared about being international?
Nah. Mm-hmm.
His jokes were about it, South African politics, you know?
Yeah.
And the story about, oh, where? You know? Now he's doing American things.
Mm.
You know? Because I'm not, it's like those rappers who try too hard to be American and say, yo, blah, make a lot of dollars. Nah, dog. Don't make dollars, make rands.
Make dollars,
bro. You know what I mean?
I love the honesty, bro.
Yeah, like, make a lot of dollars. Rands.
Rands, boy.
You know, so is me. It's like, bro, like, I focus on things that I know and I'm used to. SA things. You know what I mean? Mm. And the petrol station thingy. It's like I was watching a movie. And they're like, yeah, let's go to the petrol station. And then another one, oh, let's go to the gas station.
Hmm.
Or let's go to the fuel pump station. I'm like, isn't that a garage? Garage. Garage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know how we got there, guys. Garage.
Garage.
Yeah.
Only guys, South Baba.
Only South, bro.
Only.
Garage. Last time I checked the garage, the plaque where they keep the car in and close it. Garage. Kali petrol. But like, shout out to us. Yo, we are just unique.
Aye,
like,
man.
You know, really,
too
bro.
Too much,
really.
Man.
We are unique. Fish oil.
Fish oil.
Aye, guys. I mean,
not
like,
cooking oil.
Not cooking oil.
Fish oil.
Or sunflower oil. No, fish oil. And every margarine thing. Irama.
Yeah.
Shout out to us. We are unique.
Unique.
Bro. We are unique. Too but much. Yeah, bro, like, defense. SA is the most, like, I love this country so much, bro.
Yeah.
We are ourselves. Mm. We don't fake other people. Mm. We do our own things. We have our own catchphrases. Unique. Who was the first person to say a guy who owns a spaza is my friend?
Hey, who was the first?
And why would you say he's my friend?
And why would, and how, that's how you greet all of them now. Hey, like, my friend.
And he doesn't mind. He's like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
SA unique.
Unique, man.
You know, yeah.
No, but love, you clearly thriving off SA content. So, but let me ask you another thing, right? On your YouTube, on your Instagram, on your TikTok, we see the same content. So you take your TikTok content and you cross, and I won't say contaminated, but I'll say you cross-pollinated, meaning you use your TikTok content and you use it on your Instagram. The exact same content. You use your TikTok content, you use it on your YouTube. Exact same content. And how successful, firstly, why do you do that? And secondly, how successful has it been using TikTok content on Instagram? I mean, clearly, I think it is successful because look at your highest reel. Mm. It's a TikTok. Your highest reel is a TikTok and it's a very good one. Mm-hmm. But tell me more about the strategy because it's clearly working, sir. Mm. So tell us about the detail in the strategy.
Some people don't have TikTok.
Mm. Mm.
You know, like some people just have Instagram. Some people just have Facebook.
Sure. Mm.
Some people only watch YouTube videos.
Sure. Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I'm like, guys, let's all see this video. All of us. You know what I mean?
Must be everywhere.
Everywhere. Even Facebook. When I had Facebook, I'd post these things, bro.
Mm.
You know? There's a one I posted about, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but like, I'm not going to go into depth, but like a guy was like putting some white sauce onto food. It looked like...
Oh, okay. Yeah. How does that look?
That got like 500,000 on Facebook.
No.
You know? It's like, if they like it on TikTok, they'll like it elsewhere.
Mm.
You know, so I'm like, you know what?
Oh, so wait, do you take your highest viewed videos on TikTok and then you're like, you know what, this one did well. This one is the one. And then you go, okay.
Highest viewed.
Yeah.
If on TikTok there's like over 200 plus thousand.
Sure.
I will post it on Instagram. I'll post it on Facebook. I'll post it on YouTube.
Because
if I do that, other people will be like,
funny video. I will like it.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, man, that's what I do. Because I'm not going to be a person who's going to shoot different videos for TikTok. Oh, this one is for Instagram. Post the same video.
Same time.
You know?
I mean, it's a lot of work to create custom content for each platform. For each platform.
Yeah, that's just too much.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Even me, like, just shooting more than two videos a day is... What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I can, but, like, something really, like, literally... It strains your content creation. Like when you're thinking about the content creation, you know, you don't want to strain it too much and overdo it and shoot like shoot one video or two and then chill. Don't overdo it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Strain that you're basically like,
you'll be defeated at the end of the day.
Get that designer's block or concept block or whatever. Yeah.
So you guys are shooting like 4 interviews in a day.
That's be rough. That's be rough, bro. Yeah.
After the second, I was gonna be like, content. Anyway, where's our ad break? It's only been 3 minutes. Oh, really? where did you start?
Thanks, bro.
You're tired, bro.
Yeah, dead ass.
Rest the mind.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of our content, you on TikTok and all of that, your highest viewed video on YouTube, though, not basing it from TikTok or Instagram, is your music video, brother.
Oh, the one
52,000 views.
52,000K views.
Malaka, guys.
I'm just asking.
I deleted other videos.
Oh yeah,
that was nothing.
Music wise.
Like, I'm not a musician, but I was because
that's
why
dope.
Did
that's
you keep
a dope
that one?
Video, buddy.
Yeah,
shout out.
Yeah, man, and you actually a freaking dope singer as well, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. But like, I was doing that for my friends because they're like, "Yo, bro, we need you to be on the chorus and then make some." I'm like, "Away, let's dala."
Sure.
And I mean, and that song "Gauza" means cigarette.
Cigarette. Sure.
It means like I'd rather just smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Sure.
Most in Libambe in Gauza, I'd just rather buy a cigarette.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like, everyone as a person who smokes cigarettes, guys. Stress.
Sure.
You know, when you smoke a cigarette, Jesus.
And it relieves it.
I just rather just spike. Why? You know?
Yeah. Well, are you looking to make more content like that?
Guys, when I reach that point where I'm like, I can dollar everything. For now, I just want to focus on me and doing what I love.
Sure.
And be good with it and be clear with it. And, you know, when I'm comfortable, I can do that. But like, I'm not focused on music, bro.
Sure.
I'm really not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to do my thing, climb my thing. And when I'm comfortable, I'll be like, oh, wait, let's tell her this. Mm. For now, I just want to focus on me and grow myself as a brand.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Music for now. You know, clean.
Well, we actually have another reference for you, bro. We want to check you out on the famous TikTok, you know?
So you got two of them, right? That did very well, all right? So this one here, this particular one, all right, has 1.1 million views.
Yeah,
all right, 1.1 million views. And then the next one, which is right next to that,
next
which
to
is
it.
Pin, also 1.1 million on the dot.
Yeah.
So tell me something, sir. Is there a strategy that because these videos did equally well, equally well, almost exactly
the same.
The same.
It was like last week. Week back away.
So, and that's why I wanted to ask you, you know, because the creation was also very close together.
Mm-hmm.
Have you evolved to a stage where you know now, okay, cool, this is what I need to do. This is what I need because
This is consistent.
Yeah. And it's exactly 1.1.
Yeah.
So, did you break the strategy? Is there a secret that you don't know?
Yeah.
That you know, sir.
There's no secret. There's just like, if you know what people want, you'll just give it to them. And they'll love it.
Did you know from the get-go that these are going to be successful?
Nah.
No.
It's like one of these type of videos. There's one that I posted like last year. It's on 2.5 million views. It's this type of thing. And another one, I think the other one is about this other woman who's pregnant. And she goes this.
Yeah.
I think it's on 1.5 million.
Yeah.
So it's like basically giving people what they actually want to see and never thought they'd actually see.
Yeah, you know, but that's a difficult thing to actually like dissect, because how do you know what people want and what they want to see? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your audience and Jay, like just knowing them, how do you how do you even picture them? Like, okay, no, this one will hit.
Yeah, but like I wonder if it's how you judge or how you like know it's gonna hit there is if it hits you.
Ah, okay.
When you're like, this video, then it's the video.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you like.
Yeah.
To a point where you post on your WhatsApp status, you send it to groups.
Sure.
It's going to hit.
That's it.
It's going to hit.
No, 100%. But yeah, knowing your audience, né? And you having your following on TikTok, because, you know, we've thrown out a lot of numbers throughout this whole interview, you know? You are on 781.5K followers now on TikTok. Yeah, it's a lot, bro.
That's right?
It's a lot. Right? But like from your point of view, your personal estimate, when do you think you hit that 1 milli? That 1 milli, 1 bar.
And you know it's around the corner.
It's around the corner, though. Straight.
I mean, I've been really busy lately. You know, like, I don't know, actually. Because, like, I've been busy doing things out of the phone. Because, like, if I wasn't doing like podcast interviews, traveling, doing gigs, if I was just at home, I'd know when.
Yes.
But now, at this point, I don't know. But before the end of this year, I'll be a million plus. You know, that's what I'll tell you.
Cause you do know
then. Before the end of this year, clean. I'll be there.
Once.
I know. I will be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Nah.
And once I reach that million, bro, it's going to be... Ha! I'll be there.
Minutes.
Yeah. A million followers. That's a lot of people.
A million, bro.
That's a hell of a lot, bro.
That's a lot of people.
But talking about a lot of people, bro, I mean, now you're so well known in social media. I mean, you got so many thousands and thousands of people following you on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. I mean, you are 100% a social media influencer. Can I ask you, how did social media change your life for the best?
Financially.
First
and foremost.
Financially.
Really,
Yeah, because I never planned on getting a job. I mean, like, I plan on going to school, doing this, that, oh, process. Because it doesn't mean after you graduate, you automatically get a job.
No.
Sure.
Especially in this day and age.
Yeah, I know.
And then being a young black man, like,
being
a young black man.
Unzima, bro.
Unzima. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's easy for other races, but, like, being a young black man coming from a dumbass town, bro, like, it's really difficult. You know what I mean? And so... what the internet did for me was something that I never thought it would actually happen. It happened. I was like, wow. You know? And at the time, I actually thought about getting a job. I wanted to be like a waiter, just for like, just get like maybe 500 a week. I don't know.
Some
money. And then this thing happened, started doing gigs, making money, promo. I'm like, wow. You know what? This is going to be me now. You know, it's working out for me. I can pay my rent. If this thing pays my rent and my fines and everything.
Food.
You won't get into bro. Like, if you pay my rent,
sure.
my clothes, food, transport, you won't get into everything.
Sure.
Then that's basically what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? If you pay my fines, then I'll wear.
And how was that feeling, bro? How was that feeling of getting financial freedom from social media? Because like you said, you never go into this thinking, hey, I'm going to make money off this. And you know the money comes from the brand ads and stuff. It's not necessarily Instagram or TikTok paying you directly. You know, it's all these brands because you've got such a massive audience.
Yazi, like, when it started, it didn't really seem like a thing that's going to be like a consistent thing.
Sure.
It seemed like it's just going to be a for now thing.
Sure.
Until you actually get on your feet type of thing. Like, you know, when you get like a part-time job in the holidays. Until like the money actually started being real. You know, and when I say real, I mean like, boy, damn, this is money, bro. You know, it's not like 100 rand or like just 1,000 rand. It's like money, like, I can start a life.
It's a paycheck.
Nah, it's a paycheck. It's a check.
Check.
Yeah. When it becomes a check, that's when you know about where. This is what I can actually be comfortable doing and I can be consistent on it, you know? And the thing about it, when you get that break, not even a break, when you get that chance of actually getting that money, don't stop doing you. Keep on going.
Sure.
You'll get more and more and more. Because this is not a job, because this is freelancing. And freelance is the most difficult thing.
It's rough.
You know, I'm a freelancer. I don't have a 9-to-5 job, bro. My job is me. My job is Luteka TV. Shout out to B, you know. That's my job. Yeah. My job is being me, you know. And being me, in the end, will pay my bills. And it does.
Well, it's currently doing it right now.
Currently doing it, guys.
But man, we love what you're doing. And from Kong Republic, bro, we like to just wish you everything of the best, my brother. We're like, honestly, legit, bro, you're gonna be going so far.
Yeah.
And we're so excited to see this journey that you're on, man. Thank you. It's so inspiring, you know, to get some feedback on what we need to do to get our brand out there. And like, you know, we're getting it from the lion's mouth here, right? At Hong Kongcast, you know. But like, so firstly, man, we wish you, like I said, all the best for the future. I'd like to think that, you know, you're now part of the family. Yeah. So you know where we are, bro.
Anyone who comes in here, man, you join us, G.
You know, you just hit us up, bro. Whenever you're on a chill, whenever you want to have a beer, come through, bro.
Thank you so much.
And come in beer.
Come in beer. Okay, that is actually fire.
But legit, bro, you know, you please feel welcome. You're part of this family now.
Straight.
You know, we're all young black gentlemen here that's trying to make a hustle, make a living, bro. So we all have something in common, you know. So please, bro, feel free to come through, use our facilities, hit us up, use our recording studio, bro. Come do your photo shoots. But like, just on another note, bro, you know, we want to, from our side, bro, give you a complete free photo shoot to the value of $3,000, my G. Come through, come do some cloud chains. Let's go mad. Just go mad, bro. We recently did Anelo Zondo one, which actually came out fantastic, you know.
Really?
So you must come hit us up, bro, and come do your photo shoot, bro.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Definitely. When I get the haircuts, when I get the haircuts, pull up over here looking swaggy. Otherwise, thank you so much. From, you know, Luteka TV, which is me and my company. I'd like to say thank you to you, Kong Republic and Kongcast. Thank you for having me here, guys. This is actually a nice talk. I would really call it a podcast. It's a talk. Nice talk. Shout out to you guys. Like, I really enjoyed this. And yeah, man, I'd be really looking forward to actually working you guys or like chilling or whatever. You know, in the future, you know what I mean? Because I stay like maybe 30 minutes away from you guys. Not a bad thing.
You're on the corner, bro.
I'm on the corner, right, you know what I mean? But guys, thank you so much for having me.
It's absolute pleasure, bro.
I really enjoyed this.
Thank you so much. 100%. Guys, you heard it here first from the man himself, Mr. Siviwe Luteka, Luteka TV, right here on Kongcast. But here from Kong Republic, we would like to say to all the conquerors out there, safe, guys. Have a good one. Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Kongcast.